This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
I'm reading the paper this morning, Kane, that they're going to make a TV show about Gina Rinehart.
Oh, wow. And another mini series, a little telly movie about her,
developing for Channel Nine. It's working title of Mother Monster Magnate. And guess who they think might be playing her?
Not Magda Jabrinski.
That's what I thought
really?
Too.
No,
but it's not.
Who
else would you put in a role as Gina Rinehart? You think could slip straight in there as a good fit?
Oh, they'd have to be like a feral hair, this, that.
Yep.
Give me a hint, Carl.
They're working towards Claudia Carvin.
What?
Yeah.
No.
The magic of TV, huh?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
She's going to wear a fat suit.
Well, you'd imagine so.
You'd have, she's pretty
maybe
skinny.
It's, maybe, I don't know, they'll just put it in widescreen or something.
Yeah, who knows?
This morning, as I was saying just before, I had a true test of my manliness this morning, and it was one of those moments where, I don't know about you, but when we get up early for the show, I like to be quiet because I live with my parents.
Yes.
And I like to be quiet. I don't like to, you know, wake them up when they don't need to be woken up and all that sort of stuff. I got up, crawling through the house, got out of the shower, going back to my bedroom. Yeah.
Were you crawling because you've hurt your leg?
Yes, that too. But I'm quiet as a mouse, right? I stubbed my toe.
Oh, no.
And I didn't make any noise. Wow. Now, usually, I'm not good because, like, if someone slaps me, I don't know, people slap me, I don't know, people slap me on the back, like any kind of sharp, quick pain, I can't deal with, and I retreat.
Sound.
It's just like, is that the sound I make? And I would usually go, but I didn't make any sound.
No.
I held on to it until I got dressed.
Yep.
I did my hair, I shaved, I walked out of the house, and then I went, oh, that hurts so much.
Yeah, you know what? Sometimes, you know, when you stub your toe or you hit your hand or something and it's like, and it makes a really loud sound, you're like, that really should have hurt, but why doesn't it hurt?
It's the
so
sound
much?
That scares you more. I think it's like kids, when they hit the ground, everyone goes, ooh.
I know.
And that's
then
the only time they cry. But if you don't say anything, you just say, get up, champion, and they're okay.
Well, real parents know what to do in those situations.
Yeah, good parents.
Yeah, they do. Which toe was it, Kyle? Was it the big
one?
It was
my little toe.
Oh, the worst one.
Right
as well.
On the side.
Why do we even have little toes?
Balance. It's a balance.
I don't know.
I think
they're always in the way.
They are, and they're always the one that I. And they're always one that the nail breaks off on. Yeah, and they're
always manky and deformed anyway.
Yeah,
I've yet to see a little toe that I find attractive.
You're probably right, actually.
Yeah, like little toes are always just the worst toe of all.
I don't have a thing against feet. I quite like feet.
Really?
I'm not into feet.
No.
Like,
but you don't hate them.
But I don't hate them.
What about people touching your feet?
No, fine. Completely fine. I love people touching. I love massaging.
Yeah.
Love it. I just don't like slapping. Don't slap me.
Okay.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
The fresh sounds of Joy 94.9.
Oh, that sound is fresh.
It's pretty fresh, isn't it?
If you want fresh, you get Peter Andre.
Yeah. What's he doing now, anyway? Is he still with Jordan?
No, they broke up. She got married again, Jordan.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. She is a train wreck.
Yeah.
Yep. She was on, I think it was Graham Norton a few months ago that I was watching, and her and her new husband were on there. Both as plain as an arrowroot biscuit.
I wonder if she's going to do another singing career, have another stab at
it. Let's hope not.
Yeah, let's hope not.
Let's hope not.
We'll probably play it on Joy.
Do you know what, though? Like, Peter Andre, I really quite like his music. Get down on it.
Yeah.
What's that other song he had? Girl, I want to get down with you.
Yeah. I know the one. I
want to say Copacabana Girl, but it's not.
Mysterious girl. There it is.
That's the one.
Yeah.
Like that song.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, they had a bit of a song together as well. They did A Whole New World.
Did. It was awful,
from
wasn't
Aladdin.
It? Gosh,
wasn't
it was awful.
It wasn't good.
It was awful.
Sure.
Do you know what else is awful, Kyle?
What?
Well, I don't know if it's awful. I'm not sure if it's awful. Speed cameras.
Yep.
Okay, so we all accept
fine with them.
We have a lot of speed cameras in Victoria, which is good because it raises a lot of revenue for our state government.
Yep. And stupid people.
Exactly. And you only get nabbed if you're doing the wrong thing.
Exactly.
But the police have
quite... Or if the camera's broken.
Or if... Exactly. We've all been there. But the police have quite strict rules as to whether they can put speed cameras as well. So they can't hide them behind trees.
Okay.
Which makes sense because I don't know how you can catch someone if it's... that's behind a tree. You also can't put them at the bottom of a hill, which also makes sense too, because, you know, naturally we're going to be a little bit faster down the hills. But the police have taken to a new tactic, Kyle, and it's hiding them in bushes. So, you know, but there's a bush and there's a cop in the bush. So, I don't understand why this is a new tactic, because I thought most cops try to hide themselves a little bit or be just over a rise or something.
You know? Yeah, so it's like the handheld ones we're talking about.
Yeah, the radar. So, these are the radar ones. So, they're actually hiding in bushes and you can't see the car, you can't see anything until it's too late. They've already got you.
And, I mean, so the picture that they've got in the Herald Sun today, it's on page number two, three, front page.
It's quite a prominent story, isn't it?
Page. Let me open the bloody thing. and you can see the police in camouflage and they've got leaves all over them. Yes. They're behind a big net. It's quite interesting.
It is.
Obviously, they're not going to sort of like, you know, fly out of the bushes to get the person. There's obviously a car waiting down the street and they get on the radio and say,
"This one's been speeding.
BKC, we've got a car speeding.
Pull him over, white sedan coming down."
I like the idea.
Yeah, look, I like it too, but it's obviously met with opposition from the community, as anything that purports to find them or take their valuable hard-earned cash.
Yes.
But the issue that I have with it is that if they can't hide behind trees and they can't go behind at the bottom of the hills, why can they camouflage themselves so you don't even know it's there, and then radio to their mate down the road and say, pull this car over?
Because you shouldn't be speeding.
Yeah, no, I agree with that, but I just want a bit of consistency from our police force.
Because... just because.
In that case, then, they should put them behind every tree and put them at the bottom of every hill.
Well, I think the one with the bottom of the hill is the ones in the car, so the one that gets you but they don't pull you over.
Okay.
I think that's the ones you can't hide behind a tree. And I've had friends and colleagues that, you know, when the speed camera car sent in the front of their house, they park their car right in front and the person gets out and can find them because they've obstructed the view of the speed camera car as well.
Oh.
What an interesting job that would be, though, to be sitting in a speed camera car for, you know, 10 hours a day in the same spot.
In camo gear.
Doing nothing.
Do you reckon they put the paint under their eyes as well? Yeah, exactly.
One of those, you know, go cuckoo in the bush and sort of like, you know, have shotguns and all that sort of stuff.
Well, it wouldn't surprise me.
Well, probably not that far,
no,
I'd imagine. But anyway.
We have a good police force and they do a fabulous job.
We do.
They have
an amazing police force.
Mm-hmm. And you know what? Speaking of the police force as well, I saw them out in force yesterday at the cricket.
Oh.
So, we'll talk about this a bit later. But I went to the one-day match last night.
How exciting.
Look, there's lots to say. That's
Let's just leave it at that.
There's lots to say.
We are on Joy 94.9. You can find more Joycasts and show
blogs. Go to joy.org.au. You're gay! Oh, yes, you are. We all are.
Very.
Special K Breakfast Show with Kane and Kyle. It's 12 minutes past 7 on your Monday morning. And, Kyle, I want to talk a bit of cricket.
Cricket.
It's just not cricket.
Mate.
But it was last night.
Yeah.
It was cricket last night. I went to the one-day international match. It was the fifth match.
Who was playing?
It was Australia.
Yes.
Actually, no. I'm going to clarify. It was Australia A. Half of our players have gone to India to get more money.
Yeah.
So it was Australia, though.
Yeah.
And the West Indies.
Right.
Yeah. Which I've never been too sure where the West Indies actually are.
The West Indies, you know, I think around Sri Lanka.
Yeah.
Somewhere there.
Yeah, somewhere like that. But it was a very good match.
Jamaica. It's like Jamaica. That's where Marsha Hines' family's from.
Yes.
Marsha Hines is West Indian.
Yep.
Did you know that?
It is. Really?
Yep.
Oh, well, there you go. Well, it was like Jamaica because there was a few bobsled teams there as well.
Amazing.
And there really was because it was dress-up day. At the cricket.
Right.
So, to try and get more fans along to the sport, they've got to make something other than cricket the focus of the one-day match. And it was dress-up day.
What did you dress as?
I didn't dress up.
No.
No. I mean, I was tempted, but I just didn't have enough time, you know.
I mean, because you work full-time.
I do. I had a job. But it was very good to see the people dressing up. There was lots of superheroes. Batman, Spider-Man, Superman.
Yes. Was there a Wonder Woman?
I didn't see a Wonder Woman.
No Wonder Woman.
There actually wasn't many women there.
Yeah, okay.
Like, I'm not sure. I'm sure there's some female cricket fans out there.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But there wasn't. It was a very male-dominated crowd.
At the MCG?
At the G. We had about 20,000.
Okay.
So, it wasn't too many. The MCG was quite empty.
Yep.
But there was lots of colourful people dressed up. There was a panda. There were two Jamaican bobsled teams. So, that does give credit to your comment that it's near Jamaica.
Yep.
There was a couple of guys dressed as girls. Like, not drag queens, like we're talking like those, you know, straighty bogan guys that put on
a dress on
a really manky dress and have the you know, the lipstick. Well, they are drag queens. There you go.
Yes. I've said it. They just put no effort in.
I've said it. But it was, look, it was very good. Australia did end up winning.
Yes.
By a few runs. They bowled them all out.
That's good.
After a dismal start. But
dismal is a very cricket word, isn't it?
It was dismal.
Dismal.
Yeah, it was a dismal start.
I feel like Richie Beno has always said dismal.
It's dismal. It's dismal.
Yeah.
Yes. But we were, I think we were 2 for 3 at one point, which isn't too good.
No.
You know?
2 out for 3 runs.
Yeah.
Oh, for those of you playing at home, that's not fun.
It's not good at all.
That's not good.
Our openers made a duck and won.
Oh,
but then we picked it up and we had someone...
funny sport.
Oh, well.
Imagine trying to explain cricket to someone who's never watched it.
Yeah. What'd you make? I made a duck.
Oh, went out for a duck.
Yeah.
Did you?
You ducked out.
Chicken?
You ducked out to the toilet? No, or what's going on? But I tell you what, someone did duck out to the toilet.
Oh.
We went up to a level, up to the top level, because we were in the Bogan Central area.
Okay.
And, you know, you can only listen to, "You are a wank." You know, it gets a little bit it gets a bit tiring.
Yep.
Or "You are a legend," or, you know, but you know, they've got the beach balls going around and then the security guard gets it and deflates it.
And
it's like,
oh, yeah.
So many ejections. Like, the cops would have got out at least 20 people.
Really?
Yeah. From this one little pocket of the crowd in which we were a part of, and I just couldn't do it. I was just like, look, it's just
too much.
I can't do it, you know? So we went up a level, which meant we had our own private toilet.
Oh.
Which is lovely.
Lovely.
But it also means that you encounter some odd things in the private toilet when people think no one's watching. In the toilet. So I went up to go to the toilet.
Mm.
And I went in and I saw one other person. And he was at the urinal, right? And it's an unfortunate thing about being a guy. Some people will say lucky, but I think it's unfortunate. Is that if you're in a large crowd, like a sporting event, like the cricket, and you're in the normal toilets, you are going to touch each other when you go to the toilet.
Hang on.
Yes.
We've gone off.
Have we gone off?
I think so. I can't hear myself. Anyway, keep going.
Minor delays.
And you're going to touch each other.
Yeah, what I mean by that is, like, elbow to elbow, we're going to be, you know, standing, you know, there's lots of people, lots of crowded people. Anyway, so I went up to my my little private toilet, and there was this guy in there, and he was trying to, in the capacity of his bladder, go around the whole urinal while he was... going to the toilet.
As a challenge?
As a challenge. So he started in one corner of the urinal and started going and started walking along the grate of the urinal right around till you got to the other end. And I just sat back and I just watched him. I just looked and thought, okay, I'm not really game to go stand where you haven't peed just yet, but you're marking the whole territory as yours. I'm not sure what's going on.
Was somebody watching him?
Well, I was, because I was astounded. But I was just like,
how bizarre.
I didn't know what to say, Kyle. I was like, do you say something? Dude, what's going on? What are you doing? I didn't know what to say.
So he wasn't aware that anyone was watching him.
No.
So it's probably in his head he was going, good opportunity.
I've never done this before. I wonder if I can go for as long as I can walk around this whole urinal and keep going. So it was bizarre. So I politely went to the cubicle and thought, oh, I'm not going to have a part of that.
No.
And then I shut the door behind me, and I think he quickly ran out because he realised that someone else was in the toilet. But I've seen some pretty strange things at cricket matches and footy matches at the MCG, but I've never seen someone challenge themselves to go to the toilet around the whole outside.
How
of the
funny. I would have done something really creepy and just stood at the end going, you won.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, I filmed that. I'm gonna put that on the big screen.
You're on YouTube now.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Do you know what, though? Everyone, you know, you hear in the media all the people that have a go at her and make jokes about her and all this stuff. I've never met anyone who was so cool.
Yeah.
Like, she was just, like, she cruised in.
She's pretty easy.
She worked it. She was good. Yeah. I really like Casey Donovan.
Yeah.
Now, Kane, last week we launched a brand new segment for the Special K Breakfast Show.
Our community hero of the week.
Community hero of the week. Of the month. Of the month. But we are nominating. We're doing this weekly. What we want is for you to nominate someone in our community, the GLBTIQ, whatever letters you put in there, community, that you might not necessarily be someone who gets awarded things.
Yes.
We don't really have a big GLBT awards ceremony that's out there anymore. We don't.
No.
There's no, you know,
got
also awards.
The also awards. Yeah.
Well, they're sort of gone.
They're not
now.
There anymore.
They're not there. Yeah. So we, look, it could be someone. It could be someone who's so close to your heart that really make a difference in our community or for you. Or it could be someone that you just see every weekend that has a funny hat on that makes you smile. Like the guy that carries the carrot around at the Peel. Have you seen him?
I haven't seen him, Kyle.
There is a guy that walks around with a massive carrot.
Oh, okay.
Now, I don't go to the pill that very much.
Yes.
But every time I'm there...
There's a guy with a carrot.
And he walks around, you take a photo with the guy with the carrot.
Uh-huh.
He's happy.
So he's synonymous with the pill, is the carrot guy.
For the carrot.
Okay.
Now, he's an example.
I wonder what he's promoting. I'm not sure.
Well, I don't know.
Carrots.
He might be a rabbit breeder or something.
Good for your eyesight.
He might be the guy that made Looney Tunes.
Maybe.
He's Bugs Bunny. And, you know, it could be anyone like that. It could be someone who's just silly in our community.
Yep.
You don't need to know their name. You don't need to know who they are, where they come from, what their background is. Just someone there.
Could be anyone.
We'll find out their name for you.
Yes, we'll do the research.
0427 joy 949. You can email on air at joy.org.au, or during the week, you can email specialk@joy.org.au. It's all online. It's all happening.
Yeah.
Get groovy with it, people.
Yeah.
But we want to know your nominations. We've had a few come in during the week.
Mm-hmm.
And then for the rest of the month, we're going to be voting for it.
Yes.
So we'll ask you to vote. We'll ask you to vote via Facebook. We'll get our nominations in. So today's your last chance to get them in. specialk@joy.org.au, or you can email right now on air at joy.org.au. Put your nomination in for Community Hero of the Month. We
and
really want to
We'll get them on as well. We'll get them onto the show.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, we'll have a chat.
These people are going to win stuff.
Yes.
We want them to win stuff.
Your affections.
That's all it is, really.
Yes.
Yeah. If you want to get in contact with us any time of the day today about anything you want to, how do
really
we do it?
Really easy. 0427 joy 949, or the email is on air at joy.org.au.
Correct. You're on the Special K Breakfast Show with Kane and Kyle.
To find out more about Joy 94.9, check out joy.org.au.
You're on Joy 94.9 for the Special K Breakfast Show to kick off your Monday with a kiki.
We certainly are. And look, Kyle, I've got a little topic here called something that I found.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Something that I found.
Do we need a jingle for that?
Well,
something that I found.
Do. Lovely.
Is that good enough?
Great jingle. Because we find things all the time. Right,
yes.
Whether they're of value, or whether they're sentimental value, or whether we find love.
We're continuously discovering, aren't we?
We are continuously.
We're on a journey of discovery.
We certainly are. But I found something last week, and I think it was a pretty good find. And one of the best things I think I've ever found, and I'm sure there's other people out there who have found things and just gone, wow, I found this.
Yep.
Like physical things, like not just enlightenment or, you know, something like that.
Yep.
And they go, wow, I'm glad I found this and someone else didn't. Now, I'm talking about something that's like, we all go op shopping, right? We all go to op shops and we all try to find those bargains.
Yep.
And I had to go to an op shop recently with a friend, with Ben, my boyfriend, to find an outfit for him.
Yes.
And of course, I was looking for myself. Yep. I found a polo shirt.
Mm-hmm.
And it was $5.
Mm-hmm.
And it was Ralph Lauren.
Oh, wow.
And it fit.
That's a good thing.
That's a good find.
Now, I found lots of, you know, expensive brand stuff in op shops. And it's $10 for a jumper. Wow, that's so good. But it's too small. But I always end up buying it.
Or it's a 5x extra large.
Yeah, exactly.
You can't fit into it.
Yeah.
But I found this and I was so happy. It made my day. Like, I was having a good day anyway, but I made it. It made it.
Yeah.
And I wore it with pride the next day.
Good on you.
Yes.
What a legend.
Yes.
What's the best thing you've ever found? What's the best... You know, it might be worth money. You might have a little antiques roadshow moment of your own where you've found something in an op shop for very, very cheap, and you've gone on and sold it for billions of dollars.
Mm-hmm. Well, as an 8-year-old, I found $100 in the gutter, and was pretty good.
That was
a pretty good find. That was more money than I've ever seen.
I found $50 at the races in Bendigo once.
Oh, wow.
Great day.
That's a good find
great
as well.
Day. Mm-hmm. Great day. Great day. But, you know, let us know. And if that person that did find an antique that sold it for $1 billion.
Yeah.
Are you single?
Exactly, because Kyle, he needs some.
And I'm looking.
Yeah.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Special K Breakfast Show on Joy 94.9. If you've got anything to let us know, whether it be about the traffic or whether it be about, I don't know, Community Hero of the Week. I don't know.
Yes.
0427 Joy 949, or you can email on air at joy.org.au.
Yes, just like Ben did. He said that St Kilda Festival must have been good. There's still people asleep in the garden.
I'm not surprised.
Did you go to St Kilda Festival?
No. See, I see all this sort of stuff on Facebook. It all passes me by.
It does.
I don't have time for it.
Sitting on my bed.
Literally yesterday, I spent all day in bed. I had a quiet Saturday night.
Oh, yes.
Which doesn't usually happen, because usually Saturday night, I'm going to go, oh, I can really can't be bothered.
Yes,
and someone say, come over a couple of drinks, have dinner. I'm like, oh, 5 a.m.
Yeah.
I'm back at it. But, you know, I had through that, went through that little stage of having a quiet night on Saturday night. It was really lovely.
And it was good. Did you watch some movies?
Well, I ended up going to a housewarming, but it was like driving and being very tame.
Yeah,
and
it was easy.
I was in bed by midnight.
Not as tame as your Friday night, Kyle.
Friday night was interesting.
There were injuries.
I went to a drag party. So my friends had a housewarming.
Hold on a second. Let's just a drag party.
Yes.
So I'm getting a bit worried.
It was a kiki.
Yeah, that all of my friends are going to turn into drag queens. Because it's been
Why
happening.
Why are you worried about that?
Look, it's just been happening a lot lately.
Embrace it.
But the thing is, though,
it's just going to happen.
What I want to see, though, is some actual drag. Instead of just dressing up in drag, I want to see some lip-syncing goodness. I want to see that there's more to these people who are now dressing up in drag. Like, the drag queens must be a little bit upset that everyone's doing these drag parties just to have, just to like, show off their wares. I mean, where's the talent?
I think that the talent is lacking, to be honest.
Like, we can all look like a girl if we put on the drag.
Oh, yes.
Right?
Yeah.
But I want to see some talent. I want some actual talent.
Well, look at this party on Friday night. There was sort of, you know, a bit of talk beforehand. Mm-hmm. And I made a comment on Facebook. I said, where? You got a stage to do a show?
Yeah.
And they said, oh, we got wooden floorboards. I don't think so. I'm like, well, why are you inviting
exactly. Why 100
kilo
a drag?
Men in heels
exactly.
to walk in your house? Anyway, so we walked in and there was a show.
Uh-huh.
Yep, there was a show.
Did it happen at the end of the night?
No, it happened towards the middle of the night.
Oh, yes?
It was there. It happened. It just sort of passed everyone by, really.
What sort of show was it?
It was an ABBA song. It was very camp. A fair amount of the words were missed.
Yes.
Their moves were out of sync.
Uh-huh.
But it was amazing.
But it was a show.
Oh, what a great show.
Yes.
If I was a professional drag queen at a club and people came in, I call it cheap drag.
Yes.
If they came in, you know, walking around a club and getting all these attention, people's like photos with you, all this sort of stuff, I feel like I'd be a little bit ripped off.
Yeah, I'd be like, get on the stage and you lip sync for your life.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So anyway, that's life, isn't it?
Yes.
That's the way it goes.
But anyway, you had a bit of a tumble at this party.
I did have a bit of a tumble. Yes, I did have a bit of a tumble. I was wearing very high heels.
Mm-hmm.
And I walked out of the apartment where the house was at. You know, it's an apartment block. I felt really sorry for the neighbours.
Yep.
And walked out and, you know, I'm comfortable in these shoes. I could walk fine.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, the pavement jumped out at me.
Oh, of course.
And I jumped towards the pavement and now I've got a great big gash on my knee.
No. So now you're actually a drag queen with a gash.
With a gash. Okay. And there we go. How about a bit of music, huh? Oh, we've already played this. Taylor Swift.
I hope your leg's okay, Kyle.
Look, no, it is. I'm fine. I'm dealing with it okay.
Yeah.
So if you want to, if anyone wants to feel sorry for me and bring me presents or something like that, please do.
And some Band-Aids.
Band-Aids would be lovely.
And you had bits of stocking in it as well.
You know, when I took the Band-Aid off, it got stuck in there as well.
It's just not good.
It's not fun.
No.
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Special K Breakfast Show with Kane and Kyle. You know who I need now? A bit of Tim Hunter. Hi, Tim. Good morning.
Morning, Kane. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you. It's time for our little movie review segment.
It is indeed.
And what have you got for us? We're talking about Silver Linings Playbook.
Well, yes. We're heading into Oscars territory very quickly. It's only about 2 weeks away, which is a little bit scary.
Yeah, it comes up quick.
I know. It's like, it just comes around too quickly. Anyway, so, Silver Linings Playbook is a film that's been nominated for about 8 awards. I mean, director and writer-director David O. Russell's been nominated. Bradley Cooper, the lead actor. Jennifer Lawrence. Mm-hmm. Robert De Niro. And our own Jackie Weaver.
Oh, yes, good old Jackie. What's it about? I haven't heard too much about this one.
Well, it's actually a really interesting story about this character, played by Bradley Cooper, who has undiagnosed bipolar.
Okay.
And he's, after an incident where he finds his wife cheating on him in the bathroom at home, he gets put into it's not really a mental institution, but it's a lockdown facility.
Like an asylum.
Yes, well, he needed psychiatric assistance and stuff. But his mum takes him out of care and takes him home to look after him. But he's still focused on trying to get back with his wife, and he's just got this driven thing, and he doesn't want to take his meds. He just wants to get back, and he has this delusion that everything will be fine as long as he gets to his wife. But he's got an intervention order out against him, and you know, all that sort of stuff. He meets he meets another girl played by Jennifer Lawrence, who also has Well, not necessarily mental illness, but she's gone through a similar thing. She's battling depression and stuff, and they just sort of kind of spark off this this, you know, really interesting friendship. It starts off as a friendship because he tries to get her to help him to get back with his wife, but she's kind of falling in love with him. But it sounds a little bit dry. But
it sounds a bit epic.
Well, it's pretty big. I think the thing that I really liked about it was that this was a film about, you know, about characters and dealing with a, you know, sort of a mental illness or a, you know, an issue that we don't often see done in such a mature way. Because mm-hmm. it actually is done in quite a good way. I mean, you know, sort of these people are not floridly psychotic. They're not, you know, you're crazy loony.
Yeah.
You know, they're not one flew over the cuckoo's nest kind of stuff.
Yep.
These are real people, and you know, and I'm, I don't know about you, but I have come across a number of people in my own life, you know, who have had bipolar or manic, you know, what used to be called manic depression, or mm-hmm. you know, or sort of a mental illness of such a situation, and they're still people, you know.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, and yep. that's what's really nice about this film, is that this film is just, you know, sort of saying, well, look, these are people. Yeah, they've made some mistakes, and you know, sort of they're a bit, that you know, sort of they need some help, but you know, they're still people, and they're trying to get on with their lives. And I think that's what's really interesting. And I think, you know, Bradley Cooper, I don't know whether you're familiar with him, but he's one big hottie.
Mm-hmm.
And he's been one of those actors that's usually the sort of like either the eye candy or the you know, sort of the comedy straight guy.
Yeah.
You know, he's always kind of like, you know, the supporting character. He's the lead character here, and he's great. He really he really puts in a great solid performance and really, you know, sort of leads the film, which is beautiful. And Jennifer Lawrence also is fantastic in this as well. So it's really good to sort of see this guy, Bradley Cooper, sort of stepping up to the mark. He doesn't get his shirt off, unfortunately.
Oh, that was my next question, Tim. Was like, is there some eye candy for us in the film?
No, not really. Not much. No, not much in the way of eye candy.
Doesn't really sound like that kind of film, though, I don't think.
No. Well, that's right. No, we leave that for Magic Mike.
Well, we've got yeah, exactly. And we've got another film as well, The Impossible, of course. This is the film about the tsunami.
Yes, this is this is another interesting film. I'll just talk about this briefly. It's actually a Spanish co-production because it's a true story about a Spanish family, but for reasons best known to the filmmakers and probably the Oscars, you know, the Academy Awards sort of board,
yep.
They've actually made their family a British family, and the parents are played by Naomi Watts and Ewan McGregor.
Yes.
Again, Australian Naomi Watts. She's up for an Oscar as well. This is the only Oscar nomination this film has got.
Mm-hmm.
But it did win a lot of Golden Globes and was nominated, you know, sort of for other things as well. But this is quite an interesting film as well, because it is about the tsunami in 2004 and just the way, you know, this family, her and her three sons, try and, you know, sort of survive and cope, and they're separated, and one's at a hospital, you know, sort of in one part of Thailand, and, you know, sort of her husband is with the other kids trying to find her, and it's quite harrowing. It's quite in your face, like when the tsunami yeah. hits. It doesn't pull any punches. It's
it is what it is.
You feel hit by that tsunami.
Yeah.
And the aftermath is actually really, you know, really harrowing and really, you know, sort of full on as well. Mm-hmm. It's been getting a little bit of criticism because, you know, sort of people are sort of saying, oh, but it's a story about, you know, affluent F Westerners dealing with this, you know, sort of this situation. Why don't we focus on, you know, sort of the Thai locals and some of the others that were actually probably more affected than a lot of Western tourists and holidaymakers and stuff like that, which has its validity. But I think this is a story about, you know, this was a particular story, and you actually still do see, you know, sort of you know, quite a lot of the Thais sort of dealing with it as well, and just yeah. the chaos that ensued after this tsunami. Naomi Watts again puts in a fantastic performance, and mm-hmm. she definitely does deserve a nomination. I don't know whether she'll win because she's up against some, you know, sort of some tough competition.
Yes, very.
But it's actually really good to sort of see that, you know, sort of, you know, along with Jackie Weaver and Hugh Jackman for Les Mis, that we've got some good Australian actors.
Some Aussie talent. Always good to see, isn't it?
Exactly. And look, yeah, you keep hearing stories about, you know, about Hollywood people sort of saying, oh, Australian actors are so, you know, sort of are really good to work with because they're versatile, they're driven, they're, you know, sort of they know their talent and they know their craft, mm-hmm. and they're not as ego-driven as a lot of Hollywood stars are.
Great. So, well, thanks, Tim. That's great. Great little review there. If we had to choose one of the two films to watch next week, which one would you choose?
Look, I'd probably go Silver Linings Playbook.
Yep.
Because it still deals with a serious topic, but the Impossible is not a film. It's not a Valentine's Date film.
No, I don't think so. I don't think either sound like a Valentine's Date film. So
Silver Linings Playbook is probably better as a Valentine's Date.
Okay. great. Thanks, Tim. We'll hear from you next week as well.
No worries.
Cheers. You heard it here first on Joy for all your movie reviews there. Plenty more of the Special K Breakfast Show coming up as well after this.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Special K Breakfast Show on Joy 94.9. My goodness gracious me, Kane. A whole day has gone past one more time.
Yes, yes. And it's Monday. Happy Monday, everybody. I hope this kickstarts your week in a good way.
Happy Monday.
Yeah, the weather's going to be fantastic. It's going to be sub 40.
Sub-zero.
It's going to be sub 40 all week.
So we've got under 40 all week when we can go to the beach and not get scorched.
Yes, and over 30 as well. So it's going to be lovely.
Wonderful. Let us know what you're doing for the week. Don't forget it is our Community Hero of the Week nomination week.
Yes, it is.
So if you want to go get your name, vote for someone that you think, or nominate someone that you think deserves our Community Hero of the Week.
Mm-hmm.
Again, they don't have to do anything heroic.
No.
They just need to be someone.
Just someone. Just get it someone.
In. Special K at joy.org.au is the email address for the rest of the week, or you can find us on social media, which you just head to joy.org.au and find our page there.
Yeah.
Simple.
That easy.
Stick around because there's plenty more coming up this morning, of course, on Joy 94.9. News is coming up with Brett in just a moment. Stick around. Have a good week, everyone.
Ciao.
Bye, Kane.
Bye, Kane.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.